Let's give a real Milby welcome to the music for modern America.
Hi.
We're the Spurlows.
He's
Terry.
He's Ray.
And there.
Chris.
Shabby.
Sarah Lee.
And I'm Marva.
And he's
Richard.
And I'm Marty.
Feel the beat in your feet.
Modern Americans like to drive. Gives you that feeling of being alive. The very best drivers in all of the world are modern Americans.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Music Workshop. We have some old ones, some new ones, and all of them calculated for your listening pleasure. The band, the chorus, and all of our souls.
Let's go!
And your Dart.
Drive right.
In your Chrysler.
Plymouth.
Drive right.
In your Charger.
Barracuda.
Drive right.
In your elegant Imperial.
Drive right. Turn on. Tune in. Sing out. Sing for modern America. Take good care of your heart. should think I'm willing when you know that my whole life depends on you.
On you.
Something for you to take a look at right now. As a matter of fact, it's a little suggestion that the girls have for you to rate your date for SDA, and here's how you can do it. When he drives, does he watch the road? Does he jump the lights? Does he exceed the speed limits? Does he keep both hands on the wheel? Burns rubber, tailgates, obey signs. Yes or no to those seven things. We'll tell you whether or not this is a driver with SDA. And Trish, what in the world is SDA?
Safe driver appeal.
Trish, you're tearing it all up. Now what? what are you gonna do? Sorry about that. How about that? Not bad, huh? That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
A poem by Henry Gibson. When you yield the right of way, you live to drive another day.
Change of mind, let's get him out of sight.
Yes, sir.
This guy who plays What's My Lane should not exist.
No, sir.
None of them be missed.
No, sir, none of them be missed.
Miss Jones, that speed demon driver who's flirting with the fates. He never will desist, so put him on your list.
If the ghost offs make a turns too sharp, we'll see those pearly gates. He never will be missed.
I know, so put him on my list.
That's so.
The guy who likes to tailgate and the slowpoke wheel and tight. Who goes zooming off just looking for a fight? And then there is the know-it-all, just one hand on the wheel.
Don't forget that idiot who says road signs aren't for real.
Consider each a menace and a dire antagonist.
Antagonist? Sir, could you please spell that?
Just put it on your list.
Yes, sir, we'll put
it on our list!
Me.
I heed the call. I won't settle down.
I won't settle down.
Unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to fight when your arms are too weary, unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with this last ounce of courage.
Moonlight on the wall,
back.
Traveling, I long for my inn. State is really
have something for some of the girls in the audience, and what it is a little medallion on the end of a chain that talks about safety. This one happens to say stop. Some of them say no parking, some say one way, yield, all kinds of little safety messages. We hope you remember that today is about safety. Driver education, traffic safety. On the back's a little slogan. This one says it's never safe to trust your luck behind the wheel of a car or truck. And I'd like to give this one to somebody. Let me see if I can find some. Talking with Sherry down here, and she tells me that the senior class is here today. At least we have some from the senior class, do we? Is that true? It's kind of weak, but it's here anyhow. Any juniors here today? Very good. I don't suppose there's any sophomores. Are there any? I'm not going to go any further than that. I'll stop right there. I have something that I want to do right now on behalf of driver education and traffic safety. There are three gentlemen who are members of the faculty of your school that I think are very deserving of this award, and maybe you'd like to give them a nice warm hand of appreciation as they come to receive it. Mr. A.B. Johnson, Mr. Marshall Acker, and Mr. Boyce Honia. Just take care of that next period. I have in my hand a plaque that says, having clearly evidenced sincere interest in the education of American youth and highway safety through dedication to driver education, Mr. Acker and Mr. Honia. Is that correct? Acker. Huh?
Honey.
Okay. Are deserving of this award presented by the Chrysler Corporation. Mr. Virgil E. Boyd, President. Mr. Acker, thank you very much. Mr. Honu, thank you very much.
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring.
Every heart would have a new song to sing,
and we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring.
If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurred.
If I rule the world, every man would say the happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I rule the world.
Every head would be held above. There'd be sunshine in everyone's sun.
Save the day.
necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees, make some honey just for me.
That's right. Look under the rocks and plants,
take a glance at the fancy ants, and maybe try a few, try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Well, now I need a unicorn.
You need a what?
A unicorn.
What's a unicorn?
I'll explain it to you. A long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kind of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God saw some sinning and it gave him pain, and he said, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. He said, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do.
What?
You build me a floating zoo.
Yes, Lord.
And pick some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born,
don't you forget my unicorn.
Well, now, Noah was there to answer that call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey, Lord, I got your
green alligators and long-necked geese,
some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees,
some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn.
I just can't see no unicorn.
Oh, unicorn! Yeah. You!
Yeah. Well, that ark started moving and drifting with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. The waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn. If you talk to the animals, just imagine it chatting with a chimpanzee.
Waka waka waka.
Imagine talking to a tiger.
No! Chatting with a cheetah.
What a neat achievement that would be. Talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree.
We'd study elephant and eagle,
buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea and flea.
We can birds and polar bear and python,
and we went first and fluent kangaroo.
Oh my! People ask us, can you speak rhinoceros?
We say I'm prosperous,
and you believe that.
We can bird with our fragrance, man to animal, think of all the things we could discuss. If we can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, walk with the animals, and they could talk to us.
two or three lions,
walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be if we spoke slang to orangutans. The advantages any fool on earth can see.
Discussion is an art and dramas.
Intellectual llamas. Now that's a big step forward. You'll agree.
We learn to speak in antelope and turtle.
Our Pekingese would be extremely good.
If we were asked to sing in hippopotamus,
love the bow, we'd say, why none of us?
And woo!
And we are sure every octopus, wise and platypus, certainly would see it as a plus. If we could walk with it.